This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Thursday stressed the need to battle climate change and invoked the name of Muppet Kermit the Frog to make a point about the world turning to a green economy as he addressed the United Nations General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York. In his remarks, Johnson said Kermit was wrong when he once famously sang, "It's not easy being green." Johnson said, "It is easy. It's not only easy, it's lucrative, and it's right to be green." The British Prime Minister went on to say his point was that green or environmentally friendly investments will not only help the countries of the world tackle the climate challenge, they will produce millions and millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs. He said environmental startup companies every day are developing new alternative technologies in areas such as animal feed, energy production, and carbon dioxide capture. Johnson is hosting the 2021 UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland next month. He said mankind has an awesome power to change things and to change things for the better. In the next 40 days, Johnson says, the world has to choose what kind of awesome they're going to be. Meanwhile, better access to COVID-19 vaccines for low and middle income nations is expected to top the agenda for much of the rest of the day at the UN General Assembly. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, Chad's President Mahatma Idris Deby, and Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni lead off the long list of African leaders set to address the assembly, where vaccine access has been a major topic all week. While wealthy nations such as the United States have had vaccine doses widely available to their populations for months and are now making plans for booster shots, other nations have struggled to get their first doses delivered to their populations. Ramaphosa called that unjust and immoral. This is VOA News. The Cumbre Viejo volcano on the Spanish Canary island of La Palma continued erupting for a fifth day Thursday. Reports from the island say the volcano remained steadily active throughout the night. Experts with the Canary Islands Volcanology Institute told the Associated Press Thursday a giant river of lava, 600 meters wide, that has advanced westward since Sunday has slowed significantly. The lava has been incinerating everything in its path, including houses, schools, and the banana plantations that produce the island's biggest export. The experts say the flow has slowed to 4 meters per hour after reaching a plain on Wednesday. The lava now covers 166 hectares and has swallowed up at least 200 homes. The Volcanology Institute told AP the eruption and its aftermath could last for up to nearly 3 months. As much of the world economy recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic, Europe is seeing unprecedented energy price spikes, prompting concerns about whether families will be able to afford to heat their homes as the Northern Hemisphere's winter approaches. The price jumps in natural gas are due largely to a surge in demand in Asia and low supplies in Europe, which has seen an astonishing 280% increase in wholesale gas prices. Electricity prices are also soaring because natural gas is used across the continent to generate a substantial percentage of its electricity. Moscow's decision to refrain from boosting natural gas shipments via Ukrainian pipelines is worsening the crunch and adding to claims that Russia is using the energy needs of its European neighbors to hold them ransom. Some European politicians are accusing the Kremlin of deliberately worsening Europe's energy crisis as a tactic to pressure the European Union into speeding up certification of the just-completed Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, which bypasses Ukraine and runs from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. A new study published this week indicates pregnant women who are vaccinated against COVID-19 also pass on coronavirus antibodies to their unborn children. The study, conducted by researchers at New York University's Grossman School of Medicine, examined 36 newborns whose mothers received either the Pfizer or Moderna two-dose vaccine before giving birth and found that every baby had antibodies when they were delivered. The study did not determine how well the babies were protected from COVID-19 or how long the protection might last. Scientists have discovered that pregnant women develop antibodies in response to vaccine or an infection, then pass them on to their babies, either through their umbilical cord or through breast milk. One of the study's principal investigators, Dr. Ashley Roman, said the studies like this one continue to reinforce the importance of vaccines during pregnancy and their power to protect two lives at once by preventing severe illness in both mothers and babies.